Hello, and welcome to our latest podcast episode of Kristen's Corner with me, State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. As our listeners know, our Commonwealth, our nation, and many other nations around the world are fighting COVID-19. And here in York County, we reported the first death of this deadly virus just last week. Over the last 3 weeks, our Senate office has temporarily suspended any walk-in visits to help do our part in flattening the curve. And one of my priorities has been to share the most up-to-date information to be clear and accurate, because there's a lot of confusion out there and our community is struggling in so many ways. Some of us may know someone who has contracted the coronavirus, who is in a hospital with this virus, or maybe even worse. And some of us also know those who are working in a life-sustaining industry, or maybe on the front lines in the medical field, retail field, logistics industry, or caring for loved ones in a nursing home. Small business owners have had to close their doors due to the governor's mandate. Employees may be laid off and working to obtain unemployment. These are very trying times for our entire community, our Commonwealth, and our country. And we're all in this together, and we will get through this together. And over the coming days and weeks, we will feature guests on the podcast who can give us the latest updates on the coronavirus from various perspectives. And that's why I'm very thankful to have on today's program Dr. Gasparak, Vice President and Regional Medical Director for the WellSpan Medical Group. So I want to say welcome to the program, Dr. Gasparak. And for our listeners, can you give us a quick snapshot of your background with WellSpan?
Yes, good morning, and thank you, Senator, for having me on the call today. Really appreciate it. So I am a family physician by training. I've been with WellSpan for about 15 years now. I practice out of an office in Lancaster, and I'm currently in the Vice President Regional Medical Director role within our WellSpan Medical Group.
So WellSpan's been on the front lines of this virus for a while, starting a drive-through testing site at the York Fairgrounds. What are you seeing in terms of testing for potential COVID-19 positive patients?
The good news is for us here in York County that we still have plenty of tests available. We haven't seen the shortage of tests that have been reported in other parts of the country. And as you mentioned, here in York, we have our fairground site that has 7 lanes open where patients can be tested 7 days a week, as long as they're showing up with an order by their primary care physician. We're still facing some difficulties with getting test results back. Our turnaround time for our commercial tests remains at about 5 to 7 days. And we're working with our vendors like Quest to try and get that turnaround time improved. Because getting those results quicker would certainly help us flatten the curve.
Indeed. So I know there's a lot of information of who should get tested and how to get tested. So for those people who are listening, what is your advice for someone who thinks that he or she may have the coronavirus?
So the biggest message is if you develop symptoms, and the main symptoms of coronavirus at this time are still fever and cough and shortness of breath. If you develop those symptoms, the main thing is to stay home and call your primary care physician. There's that urge when we get sick to leave the house and go to visit our primary care physician or to go to an urgent care. But that's really not what you want to do in this setting. You want to pick up the phone and call first so that you can be triaged over the phone and then receive the care where it's most appropriate, whether your primary care physician would then send you for testing, whether they would send you to one of our COVID evaluation sites, or whether the primary care physician would deem it appropriate for you to then come into the office. But the big thing is calling your primary care physician first. The second is if you think you have symptoms, it's really important to maintain this idea of social distancing. Try and stay home and only go out if you have to. If you do go out, try and wear a mask that will protect everyone else around you from getting the virus. So those are the big recommendations at this time, Senator.
That's great. Based on what we're hearing from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, the United States can expect a peak in confirmed coronavirus cases over the next week and a half. What do you see or what are you forecasting here locally in York County?
It's a tough question, Senator. It's very hard to predict. And even within WellSpan, we're seeing variations of when this may peak. In South Central Pennsylvania. What I can say is we are developing plans to meet the anticipated increase in COVID-19 positive patient cases in our community and in our hospitals. These plans include redeploying physicians, nurses, and staff from other areas of the health system into the clinical areas that have the greatest need.
Well, a lot of what we hear and what I said earlier is that we all need to do our part to flatten the curve. And the logic behind the curve is that any unanticipated spike in confirmed cases can lead to intensive care unit beds and ventilators being completely accounted for by patients. We're not there at this time. Where do we stand today with capacity at WellSpan facilities?
So at this time, we do have adequate supplies and equipment to meet our existing patient care needs across the health system. However, we have observed in other communities with much higher COVID-19 patient volumes that the increased demand for these resources has placed a significant strain on those hospitals that serve those communities. That is why we're actively working to expand critical care capacity and to secure additional supplies and equipment should we see a significant increase in the number of positive COVID-19 patients who require treatment in our acute care hospitals. This includes requests for more resources from the federal and state governments, as well as the sourcing of supplies and materials from vendors, local businesses, and our community partners.
We've seen a lot of great work going on in all those areas, so thank you. Yeah. What other advice do you have out there for our listeners to ensure that they stay safe?
It's a lot of the stuff I already mentioned. The social distancing is really key. You might have heard it from Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci that these next couple weeks, it's even more critical to really stay home and only go out if you need to be wearing a mask when you go out of the house, washing your hands frequently, especially when you're leaving the house or coming home, avoiding touching the face. And then the basics, you know, you always hear that you need plenty of rest to try and stay healthy, but it's particularly important during this time when we're trying to maintain healthy immune systems.
Indeed, we've been working very hard to try and eat healthy and get some exercise and, yeah. and do all those things ourselves at our house. So is there anything that we can do to help you and your team? Because despite the difficult time for many, we're seeing some really amazing stories, both locally and nationally, of you know people being inspired to do great things for others.
Yeah, in these difficult times, it really is heartwarming to see some of the things the community has done for us, from you know delivering meals to delivering snacks to you know drawing chalk on the sidewalk saying thank you to our healthcare providers. It really is heartwarming to see those kinds of outreaches right now. I guess I don't have a specific ask other than to be patient with us and to try and remain calm. We're all going in every day, and a lot of us are just as anxious and nervous about this as you are. So I think the calmer and patient that we can all be, the better we'll be in the end.
That's absolutely sounds very spot on. I think your countyans are can-do people, and they really do want to help you and your team on the front lines at WellSpan, as well as other health networks all across the Commonwealth. I know that WellSpan has said there's still a need for blood donations. Are there anything specific? I know people are doing really kind things, but you know, is there still a need to donate blood? Are there any other specific things we can let our listeners know they can step up and do in this great time of need?
Yes. So if they go to our public-facing website, wellspan.org, they'll see a part at the top that highlights information about the coronavirus, and there's a tab that says, I want to help. And in there, there's a whole list of possibilities where our community members can provide some support, whether it's financial support, whether it's donation of supplies, masks, gloves, gowns. And there's even a link in there that teaches you how to make masks at home. So if you have the ability and you have the resources to make masks, there's a video there that tells you exactly how to do it. And starting this morning, we've also listed drop-off locations for these masks. So we're facing a time where as you've probably read, personal protective equipment is starting to get a little scarce, and we need to conserve that personal protective equipment like masks. So any support that the community members could provide would be great.
Wow, and I can tell you that there are so many people across your county who really do want to step up. I know that the sewing machines have been going fast and furious in, particularly in Southern York County to make those masks. And indeed, we need to keep our frontline healthcare professionals as safe as they possibly can be. Do you have any last parting words of wisdom for our listeners?
Just to say that it seems like we're going to be in this for a while. And right now, I feel like we're facing a really pivotal moment in our response to COVID-19. And together, I think if we go slow and remain calm, that together we can beat this thing together.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Gasparak, for joining me on today's program. Again, this is State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill, and today's guest has been Dr. David Gasparak. He is the Vice President and Regional Medical Director for the WellSpan Medical Group. For any information on today's program, as well as the latest updates on COVID-19, please visit my website at senatorkristen.com. And thank you again for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.